Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Shalom, saints. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be sharing with you this Sunday. We want to thank those that are here in the sanctuary. We also want to thank those that are tuning in on iChurch, streaming in English, and we're streaming in Spanish. Alex Jancic is still traveling in the Czech Republic. Hallelujah. And he was actually tuning in from the Czech Republic last Sunday. He was showing us. So the word is going around the world. So we want to thank our substitute interpreter, Elias Rodriguez. Thank you for helping us this morning. You can't see him. He's behind the glass. But if you get a chance to see him after services, please thank him for getting that word out in Spanish for us. A lot of things have transpired this week. And my shalom was challenged because, for a lot of reasons, we're spirits that have souls, these minds, and we're wrapped up in a body. So that means that we have to navigate this world. And I'm so thankful for my faith. See, we talk faith, we talk love, we talk joy, we talk shalom. But see, the test is when you really have to walk in it. That's the test. You know, I mean, we can all sit here and talk about, oh, yes, how wonderful things are when things are wonderful. But when things aren't wonderful and we're confronted with stuff, where do we go? Where do we go? We're supposed to. But I'm telling y'all, I was out. My wife and I, we were celebrating our 20th anniversary, like I was saying earlier. And that's why I wasn't here on Wednesday. And we were having dinner, and we were already kind of reeling from the shooting that had taken place earlier, the day before, Alton Sterling. The whole situation just brought some residue up in me. Because I've been pulled over. I can't tell you how many times. My sister was actually followed and pulled over and had a whole caravan behind her and guns drawn on her a few years ago. And so a lot of things that I had experienced, I had not had resolve. I had not resolved them. Yeah, because Pastor Tom has residue too. You know, and the old nature, when challenged, wants to rise up. And what got me was, of course, the situation. And again, a lot of times we don't know everything, but we saw these videos. And then I saw the video of the young man, his son, saying, I want my daddy. And immediately, I just got tearful. I mean, I just broke down. Because we see the sorrow and the pain and the things that exist in the world. And we, as we were sitting down and eating, we were just kind of trying to process that. Then I was getting these notifications. And as this event was happening, I guess it had happened 2 hours before, and it was only on social media with Philando. And it showed the aftermath of what had happened. I said, this can't be real. This cannot be happening right now in real time. And it was. And we were, my wife had the phone and she was looking at it. And my daughter was in the back seat. I was driving and she was in the passenger seat. And when we saw the same situation, it was the same composition. It was a man driving with his wife, I mean with his girlfriend, and the baby was in the back. And we saw what was happening and we broke down. We were just crying in the car. Because I could not believe that that was something like that was taking place. The word already tells us. And I didn't immediately go there like we should. I went to another place. Does anybody know what I'm talking? I did. I went to another place because I'm living in this body, and this body happens to be I'm a believer, and I'm also black. I'm black. I'm African American, but I can say that about myself. I'm a black American, African American, and I've gone through some stuff. And you really don't know what happens in the black and Latino community and experience it unless you are black and Latino sometimes. Or know somebody who is, and you're closely involved with it. My dad had to teach me years ago, when you get pulled over for whatever reason, stick both of your hands out the window and roll the window down, turn off the music and all these things, and yes, sir, no, sir, and we call that compliance. And just when I saw this other situation, I was like, wow, it seems that that was done. So I went to that natural place, and then I'm going and seeing people reacting to it. And then this thing got me is people start saying, I don't want to hear nothing about pray. I don't want to hear nothing about, you know, peace. I was like, oh, am I there? It was a completely different response. And I got to tell you guys this. Go here to help us. Go to Philippians. I started to catch myself. See, your flesh will rise. It will rise. And your anger, but see, the word knows, and Yahweh says, be angry, but sin not. Now, was anybody angry? I was angry. But you cannot let the anger dictate, right? Because we got some stuff to talk about. We've got some stuff to deal with. But first and foremost, we can't deal with it unless we deal with it as believers. You can't do it any other way unless you Because you're bringing something, and let me tell you what you're bringing. Go here, Philippians, third chapter. And it is the third chapter, and it is the 18th verse. You got it? Go here. It says, "For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Mashiach or Yeshua." They don't want to go that way, right? And we're all dwelling on this earth together, and there are things that are going to happen, right? There's situations that are going to pop up. And he's saying, "For many walk of whom I have told you and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Mashiach," right? And so then what's the next verse say? "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly." I don't know about you, but a lot of times my anger and my sadness and stuff hits me right in. My flesh hit me in my belly. Like, and I want to say something. I want to do something. I want to respond, right? In a way that is going to be with my anger and with. But he's saying, I'm telling you that way is a way of what? Destruction. Whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mine. You can't. That's not you. And see, let me tell you what that is. That right there, that's Dallas, where the dude went and shot 5 innocent, 12 people, but 5 got killed. It's not how this works. That's not where we go to. Because it's saying that the end is what? Destruction. And then what do? You don't help a positive change go forth, but rather what? It hurts the cause, right? It's a setback to us, right? It's a setback to the conversation. They didn't deserve that. But guess who I know? The thief. And I'm told that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Yeshua said, "I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it what? More abundantly." So we have to choose. There's no different pathway. Either you're going to take the path of love and understanding and trying to work this out, and if you take the path of destruction, everybody's going to be dead. It's going to be the wild, wild west, east, north, and south. Everybody packing, everybody shooting, everybody anarchy. Right? There's some tools that he's given us to now. He knew that this stuff happens. So he's given us some tools, and he says right here, "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly." What is that? Their anger, their strife, where they want to go, the revenge in the mind. "And whose glory is their..." They sent a robot in there and blew him up. There's no glory in that. Shameful. Not a positive thing to do. But in our minds, don't we go there? "Well, we gonna do that. We gonna say this." That end is destruction. I'm telling y'all right now, don't forget who you are. Tell your neighbor, "You a believer." And that means that as a believer, you don't stop believing. You don't stop your compass. Because the next verse says what? 20th verse. It says, "Our conversation is in heaven." Come on. What does this mean? That word conversation from the Greek word politouma, that means that's our a citizenship. So, yeah, it's conversation and how we speak and react, but our citizenship is not just here on this earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. So where do we go when stuff happens? We don't go to the flesh. We go to the word. We don't react in hate. We react in the word. Our conversation. Somebody else's conversation may be somewhere else, but our conversation is in heaven. Don't forget who you are. I'm about to say who you is, who you are. And a lot of times we just think that our salvation is something that we can put on and take off and put on and take off. I'm gonna lay down my religion. You know, people say that I'm gonna take it off right now because I'm about to act outside of it. You don't have that luxury. You want eternal life? You better keep it on. You better keep it on. And that's where I was going. I had started to take it off. See, y'all don't know. Y'all know Pastor Tom, but you don't know Earl Washington. See, Earl is my middle name, and Earl is a bad motor scooter. This dude, you see, you think he's all nice and stuff, but that Earl is down in there, and he's been subdued. He's been taken under, but if you let too much stuff happen, Earl starts to come to life. Girl, out of attitude, Earl, he holds a grudge. And Earl, don't forget, you do Earl wrong, Earl got you on the list. Earl got you on the hit list. See, thank Yahweh that Pastor Tom has arisen. Y'all did, but you was a nice guy. You don't know what I was doing. And I don't know what you was doing. And I don't want to know what you was doing. And you don't want to know what I was doing. But what I do know is that was the old conversation. Anybody know about the old conversation, but now we got a new conversation? So before we can put our words and whatever we do in the mix, people watching us. And so that stuff tried to wiggle out, you know, and I started letting something, and it said, but our conversation, I had to remember who I was, from whence also we look for the Savior. Yahushua Mashiach, that's where we look to. When things go bad, see, really, it's almost like your salvation is the insurance policy. And when something goes wrong, you gotta go there. You go to that, right? And you can't forget that what you say, what you think, how you respond isn't from heaven. And that is the word. We can't forget that. Because while everybody else is getting guns, what you gonna do? You guys gonna go out there and start getting your NRA card and you gonna get you a AR-15? MAC-10? That's not where you go to. The word says, our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through Yahweh to the pulling down of strongholds. Weapons, our weapons. We can't go to the AK-15. We got to go to the word. We got to go to prayer. We got to go to intercession. Those are our weapons. And the word even tells them, yeah, they're not carnal, but But they're mightier than that. They're mightier than that. And if you want to see things happen and change, you must act like a believer. And don't just act, be a believer. Somebody says, well, I'm black first. Or I'm Hispanic first. I'm white first. No, no, no. If you're a believer, you believer first. That's what you do. And you go to the Word. And he said the Word. I like that, Keith. He said the Word has no color on it. Come on. That's where we go. And when I caught myself. Oh, thank you, Father. I thank him for the catching. Because see, that's where the shift takes place. That's where, you know, that's where you know you're not just talking about it. You know you are about it. If you can, and you can stop and switch. You know, that's where it kicks. You know, sometimes it's got to kick in. It's like a turbocharger. You know, maybe it don't come on right away, but then, oh, it starts to worry and then it kicks in. And that's where I was. And I said, oh, Father, forgive me. And he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because I went there. Because I love the 21st verse. If it's there, is it there? If it's not on the screen, I'll say it. We look to Yahushua Mashiach, who shall change our vile body. Come on, come on. The vile body with all the things it wants to do, and we end up wanting to kill, steal, and destroy. But he's going to change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Hallelujah. According to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things under himself. And I got to read that and believe that, because if there are things going on in my world, there are things going on in my community, there are things going on in my atmosphere, I got to believe that he has the power to subdue it. The problem with a lot of things that are going on is that the church ain't praying. The church is not praying. Well, these things shouldn't happen. What you doing, though? Yeah, these things. Y'all playing. You ain't praying. You playing. Go to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. You act like you don't know. When these things happen, you are, oh, my God. We already have been forewarned about these things taking place. And it happens in different things. It happens in different ways. Even what happened last month at the club in Florida, where the guy just went crazy, ISIS. Thinking about ISO and ISIS and doing that terrorist stuff. That's the enemy killing, stealing, and destroying. What happened with these young men was the enemy killing, stealing, killing, and destroying. What happened in Dallas with the police officers being shot was killing, stealing, and destroying. Don't forget this. What's happening in Chicago with black people killing black people is killing, stealing, and destroying. Don't forget that. It's the same enemy, the same spirit, just trying to take everybody out. And what is the church's response going to be? We should be outraged about Chicago. But how many of us were outraged about Chicago? I went to Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I sensed the spirit in the air. That means that it's up to us to pray specifically. Well, it should. No, 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 no. We serve a God that says, make your requests made known.
He wants to know that you care about it and you want him to intervene in it. Because the enemy is always going to be trying to work up stuff and kick up stuff. But it's up to you to say, we're coming against that spirit in Chicago right now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We're coming against the spirit on the police force. We were praying for years. And the prayer was this. It was very covert. And the prayer was this. Open it up like a rotten can of sardines. And guess what's happening? It's being opened up like a rotten can. But it has to be opened up so we can heal it. Come on. Either you got the power and believe you got the power to help this thing, or you don't believe it. And that's for everybody involved. And so go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. See, you don't forget. See, I can't forget I'm a believer. Say it. Say it with your mouth. That's it. Because the enemy wants you to forget. Because I was about to get my gat. Second Timothy, the third chapter, the first verse. If you got it, say, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times. Perilous means dangerous. It means all kinds of stuff is going on. Wicked stuff. Evil stuff. Stuff that we perceive is not fair. But that's not fair, but I told y'all about that. Come on now. Come on. There is no Hebrew word for fair. Fair is subjective. What he might feel is fair, I might not feel what's fair. What she might feel is fair, I may not feel what's fair. What I feel is fair, they may not feel that way. That's why in Hebrew, when kids are trying to express that, they say, zelo fair, zelo fair. Zelo means it's not. And since there is no Hebrew word for fair, they have to use the English word. Right? It's not about fair. It's about just. Either you're on the side of just or you're not. It's either one way or the other. There's nothing in the middle. So right now, stuff that you think is fair or not fair, chalk that up to perilous times. They're going to come. But how are you going to respond to it? And so he checked me. And if you read the rest of it, it goes into all kinds of things that's happening. We see it all happening. He checked me. Go here. Go to Mark, the fourth chapter. I could not sleep. And I told Facebook, I said, Facebook, I can't sleep. I was letting the anger and all that stuff dictate. Right? Because I see the things happening. But then he was like, who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? What are you going to say? From what perspective are you going to come from? And I saw this. When we don't understand and we can't do nothing. Thank you, Abba, for the word. The word speaks to everything. If you just read it. You got to read it for it to come to you. And Mark 4, chapter 36, verse. This is Yeshua. And I'm so thankful. I go to that example of Yeshua. He walked this thing out. He was into all kinds of situations. And here, the 36th verse. You got it? Say, I got it. So they were doing the work. They were being believers. They were sharing the gospel. They were doing what believers do. They're acting like believers. They're feeding multitudes, all the things. So when those things are over, a lot of times when those spiritual things are over, somebody understand what I'm saying? When those spiritual things are over that we participate in, then a lot of times we take off that spiritual coat and we go into the natural. Like today, oh, we worshiped, oh, we bowed down, oh. And then when you hit the dough, you start taking that thing off. And then Wednesday gets ready to come. And right before you hit the door, you go in your trunk and you put it back on again. When you're a believer, you gotta stay a believer. You gotta, you gotta go. When things get hard, this is your test. When things get hard, you gotta start applying what he's poured into you. Why do you think he gave you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemies? Because he knew that there's some serpents and there were some scorpions and there was all power of the enemies going to be coming at you. All them creepy crawlers is coming at you. In the form of whatever is going on in the world. It's coming for you. So when he said, the multitude, so I want you to get a feel for this. These people were out doing work and they were seeing miracles and they were seeing all this stuff. And now they're getting ready to go to the next place. And the 36th verse says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And they were also with him with other little ships. They were all going to a destination. And in the 37th verse, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So there's a situation where a bunch of believers, quote unquote, were in the ship. And the storm came. See, that's the test. What you gonna do in the storm? What are you going to do when hell breaks loose? Which I consider this one of those situations where, you know, when people say, oh, hell breaks loose. That's the truth. No, you cussing. No. Hell is trying to dictate the situation with destruction, right? And so it's busting loose. It is. So that is an opportunity for you to be a believer. Either you're going to come up against hell, head up. But come on, hell, let's go head up. Are you going to join hell? And you're going to start raising hell yourself. And so it says, this happened, 38th verse. And he was in the kinder part, the back of the ship. Who was in the back of the ship? Yeshua. And it says, while the storm was going on, y'all, picture this. Yeshua, and usually when you're in the back of something, you get the whip. What does that mean? You get the worst part of what's going on. Anybody ever been in a roller coaster? The back of the roller coaster is the whip. If you want the rockiest part of the ride, sit in the back. So he was in the back. Picture this. I love the way they showed this. Asleep on a pillow. They didn't just say he was asleep. They said he was asleep on a pillow. That means that he was in a very comfortable. Can I say that again? Comfortable position. And they woke him up and said, hey, master, carest thou not that we perish? Yeshua said to me, this dude. Because that's why I was like, God, where you at? This stuff is going on. Where you at? Don't you care? Come on, y'all. People are saying that. Why would God let that happen? Don't you care about what is happening? I told you that perilous times was coming. So when they come, what you need to do is trust. Yeshua's like, hey, I'm chilling. I got my pillow. I'm comfortable. And I'm good. And they woke him up. And he arose. And he was like, rebuke the wind. And he said unto the sea, peace, shalom, be still. And guess what happened? And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Come on, somebody. Either you believe this or you don't. There's storms in your life. What you gonna do? Oh my God, we're gonna die, we're gonna die. Or are you gonna be asleep on your pillow, resting in the assurance that he said he was gonna take care of you? And that's where I was. I could not sleep. I'm up 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Mad. I was mad for a good 3-4 hours. Until he starts saying, who are you going to be?
Hallelujah.
And this is where he took me. And the wind ceased. And the 40th verse says, and he said unto them, which he said unto me, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You're going through a storm, but you're going to go through a storm. But when you go through a storm, just speak to it and say, peace, be still. And you got to believe that when you pray that earnest prayer, that something, and believe it, something is going to happen. Either you're going to believe it or you're not. Either you're going to do it or you're not. Either you're going to speak it or you're not. You better speak it, and then you can be on your pillow knowing that the angels have already been dispatched to take care of what you said you needed. Why are you so fearful? Man, because I started operating in my fear. Why either? How is it? You are a teacher of the gospel. You are a believer of my word. How on earth are you going to be operating outside of faith? Outside of belief, outside of trusting that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. And knowing that when there is a situation, it's not automatically going to be, Yahweh's going to take care of it. You have to see that there is a need, and you have to specifically come against that and ask him to intervene and see what he does. Because if he went around just intercepting and just doing stuff and you didn't have to believe it, then you would have no faith. Right? You wouldn't have to be challenged. So I was like, whoa. That was me. How is it that you have no... I was like, I got a little like, wait a minute, I got faith. Wait, hold up, what you mean? You talking to me? Well, you ain't acting like you got some. Because if you was, you'd be asleep. That hit me right. That hit me right in my belly. Because that's where I was living. I was living in my belly. Don't trip. Some of y'all have lived in your belly. You lived in your belly. You let your belly dictate. Oh, it hurts. Oh, yeah. Oh. And you're going through all that stuff. 41st verse says what? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? What? What? What manner of man is he? Guess what? What manner of man or woman are you? That if you speak it, the same thing is going to happen for you. What manner of man are you? What manner of woman are you? Are you going to believe this thing or you not? And then people will see. They'll know that the earnest prayers have gone up. And then they'll see change happening. And they'll say, whoa, what manner of person is this? What manner of church is that? That they'll pray about something and then something changes. What? Tell your neighbor, what? What? Either you're going to believe this thing and stand in this thing, you better go hard or go home. People are looking to you to stand. People are looking to you for answers. And what you going to tell them? Get your gun, or you going to tell them the God that I serve is mighty, you see? Watch. They're in amazement. How is it that he speaks to something and it obeys him? You got the same Holy Ghost. You got the same authority. You got the same power in you. Go here. This is the last thing I got to tell y'all. Oh, Father. Psalm 68. I'm so thankful that he checked me. Checked me, Yahweh. Checked me. Some of y'all don't want to be checked, but I want to be checked. Because then something happened in me when he checked me. I was like, Yahweh is not giving me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I'm going to use my power. I'm going to use my love. I'm going to use my sound mind. Why? Because he gave it to me. That's what he gave me. He didn't give me the spirit of fear. And in Psalm 68, that just took me over. What are you going to let happen in your belly? Psalm, Tehillim, 68th chapter, the first verse. You got it? And it simply says, let Yahweh arise. What are you going to do? You got to let Yahweh, let God arise in you. What are you going to let dictate your situation? He is in there ready to move. He is in there ready to answer. And you got to let him arise. He's saying, hey, I want to arise, but you hold me down. You hold me down because you don't believe. You hold me down because you got doubts. And he says, check this out. Let me arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee. He gave you the power to do that. All the things that rise up against you, listen, it's not flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's the spirits. It's the spirits. Prejudice is a spirit. Hate is a spirit. All those things, and people are allowing themselves to be motivated like that. So what can you do about it? What can you do about it? You can pray about it. But not only that, be part of the change. I'll show you that in a second. But it says, let them also that hate and flee before. The second verse says what? As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Yahweh. Third says what? But let the righteous be glad and let them rejoice before Yahweh, yay, let them exceedingly. Y'all got to start thanking him for what he's about to do. We're talking about souls here. We're talking about the gospel of peace here. It's harvest time. What are you going to do? Tell your neighbor, let God arise. Let Yahweh arise. Let him arise. The only thing that this is perfect time. This is a perfect time for the gospel to be shared to people. People are hurting. People are ready. People see that they're hopeless without some kind of intervention. This is a perfect opportunity to let them know about the God. Let them know about the God, Yahweh, that can make the change, that can do something. I'm just asking the church, are you going to let him arise? Let him arise. Oh, thank you, Father. Father Yahweh, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the fact that our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven. That is where we go. That is where we receive our instruction. That is where we receive our comfort. That is where we receive our shalom. That is where we receive our joy. That is where we receive our answers. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, thank you, Father, for the example. What manner of man is this? Which questions us, what manner of man or what manner of women are we? That even the situation obeys what we speak from the word. Hallelujah. You've given us the victory in everything. We thank you for that, Father Yahweh. And as we come together tonight, this afternoon, Father Yahweh, to continue this healing process, to continue this move forward, Father Yahweh, minister to us the importance of being believers that believe. If we can be believers that believe, we can do all things through Mashiach that strengtheneth us. So we give it all to you, Father Yahweh. Help us, heal us, transform us right now. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated for a moment. And as you're being seated, if you can bow your head, our desire is to speak to the fact that all of this power and this authority and this joy and this peace, shalom, comes from relationship. There are so many ways we can think and act and conduct our lives. But he said the thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he conversely says, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's a relationship. So I'm asking if anyone is in here that says, hey, I want that relationship. That relationship that elevates me to this position of authority in his word and in his spirit. I want that in my life. I want that. I'm not experiencing that right now. And I'm saying I want it. It comes from establishing a relationship with the Savior. And if you want that today, we can pray for you for that. All you have to do is just raise your hand.